We welcome you back inside the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We're joined by Rough Riders infielder John Taylor. Now, opening day has come and gone. What were some of your impressions of your first AA game?
It was fun. You know, I'm glad this is my first spring training. And it was a lot of fun just spending time with guys I was going to play with for the season. And we kind of had the idea that we were all going to play together, so we just got to know each other really well, hung out off the field, and we know each other's strengths, and we just try to do our job, and we know the next guy will play behind us, and that's exactly what happened yesterday. So it was fun to see the things we've been working on for the past month and a half really come to fruition yesterday.
This is a fun infield for the Rough Riders. A lot of guys who can play multiple positions. How do you feel like you fit into that in your defensive versatility?
Oh, I'm glad I can play a few positions just so I can play. Like, I'm down to play outfield. First base is so much fun. But no, everyone in the infield, we even have some outfielders that can play infield. But no, it's fun having that versatility, because if someone's got an off day and they need the position filled, you can get over there. So my dad really made sure, like, you're going to play all the positions so you can play for a long time. And it's paid off so far. And I like all of them, too. It's fun making that throw from the left side, but it's kind of nice having that break playing second base, first base. Yeah, it's baseball's a good time. So,
we're joined by John Taylor, Rough Riders infielder. You mentioned your first spring training as you were a non-drafted free agent last year out of Indie Ball. What was spring training like for you when you first came in, and what were some of your expectations?
I first had expectations last year, kind of when I first got signed. I was talking to one of my teammates, Rafe Parrish, and I just thought I was going to get there late, and I would get there, and everyone would be like, oh, John, it's John. We forgot he was on the team. But I got there, and it's like, whoa, it's all my buddies I played with last year. And, yeah, that was a blast. So, yeah, first spring training, it was sick. Arizona's really cool. I had a good Airbnb with Casey Cook, Malcolm Moore, and Rafe Parrish. And we had family dinner every night. We played spike ball and Mario Kart and went to bed, and it was an elite month and a half. We got a lot better.
Who is the cook in family dinner?
Me.
What'd you cook?
Steak and mac and cheese for 95% of the meals. And we mixed in some squash and green beans. We got our vegetables in too. Then for ice cream, we either went to Sonic and got milkshakes, Handles, that's apparently a nice spot, or Nick's low sugar ice cream from CVS.
Okay. I like that low sugar, just in case someone's listening and wants to make sure you're eating healthy. We're joined by John Taylor. Now, your history is very interesting. As mentioned, you played independent baseball coming out of college and then signed last year with the Rangers. I guess, first of all, when you were playing indie ball and you first got the offer to play professional baseball, what was that like for you?
It was out of the blue, really. I mean, I was playing really well. And it was funny. Like, 2 days before I got signed, I was like, you know what? I might not get signed this year. I'm just really going to appreciate where I'm at. And I just was creating the best bond with my teammates. And then I woke up one day, my skip called me and said, Taylor, nice knowing you, but pack up your stuff. You're going to the Texas Rangers. And I was like, wait, no, I'm having fun here. So that was kind of an abrupt leaving of all my friends. But I'm glad that it was really just... It was a great transition. You know, the Indie Ball League that I played in, it was really good talent. And I'm still, there's a guy on that team that was in the Atlantic League last year, and I've played against a bunch of guys that have actually come out of Indie Ball. Theo Hardy on our team, Indie Ball, and it's ballers out there. Like, I'm telling you, the best hitters that I've played against were in the Atlantic League, Indie Ball. So it was not an easy transition. I'm playing against some dogs every day. But it really prepared me. And the switch to minor leagues, it's just we get fed really well. That's honestly the biggest difference. I gained 10 pounds in the first month I was here last year after I got signed, because we get two meals a day rather than no meals and one ham sandwich. So, yeah. That's a big difference.
That does it for part one of our interview with Rough Riders infielder John Taylor. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday for the Rough Riders home opener. We'll get you part two of that interview with Taylor. More to come on the Cacique pregame show, including starting lineups brought to you by Baylor Scott & White Health. We'll be right back on the Cacique pregame show.